And welcome back, everyone. It's time to begin the public hearing. This portion of the meeting is designed for the public to comment on finalizations, and our Deputy Director Scott Simpson will be handling this today. So, Director Simpson, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary for the Department. I'll be the hearing officer for today. This will start our public hearing portion, which will cover the finalizations that we have on the agenda. We've got two finalizations today, number 7 and 8 on the agenda. Anyone that was pre-registered ahead of time, I've got one person that is designated right now to talk about finalizations. We'll get to that in just a second, and then I'll go around the room. Anybody that didn't get a chance to get signed up or online, we'll give you a chance to testify. Please ask you to keep your testimony to about 3 minutes. I'll keep track of the time and stop you if you get running a little long, and we'll go ahead and get started. The first and only one that we have signed up right now is Nancy Hilding from Blackhawk. Nancy, are you on?
Can you let me know when I've used up two-thirds of my time and I have a minute left?
I will be happy to let you know.
All right, okay, so, and then let me know when I have like 10 seconds left or something. Okay, this is Nancy Hilding. I'm president of the Prairie Hills Audubon Society, and I'm testifying on behalf of the society. And I'm going to start out how I like to do sometimes by reading new statute. South Dakota Codified Law 126-4.7, which is the guidance for the Interim Rules Review Committee for sending a rule back to the agency. And the rules review may require an agency to revert to any step if the substance of, this is number one, clause number one. The substance of the proposed rule has been significantly rewritten from the originally proposed rule, which was not the result of testimony received from the public hearing, which in my mind, in our mind, means if you get testimony at the hearing or in the written comments, that you can make a substantive change to the proposed rule. I did, as a person, send in a written comment on this issue. What we are asking is that the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks decides to honor South Dakota's Native Americans by creating a free park visitation fishing day on Native American Day, which is in South Dakota, is celebrated on the second Monday in October. In other places, it's celebrated in September, but we celebrate it in October. And I'm suggesting you either make it just a one day, the Monday, or the Monday plus the weekend before. And why am I suggesting this? I think that this would be a great way to honor our Native American members of our state. And I also believe, or we believe, that Game Fish and Parks exists, and you have all of these parks because of
1 minute, Nancy.
Colonization, the wars against the tribe, sometimes associated genocide, broken treaties, and all of this was ethnic cleansing. And nowadays we like to get upset with China and Burma and whoever for their ethnic cleansing, but we are founded on the principle of ethnic cleansing and manifest destiny. Okay, so one of the treaties, the 1851 treaty, which kept for the tribes most of western South Dakota, maybe not a chief part down by Gregory County, but most of western South Dakota was secured to the tribes. Article 5 of the 1851 treaty has that the aforesaid Indian nations do not hereby abandon or prejudice any rights or claims that they may have had to other lands, and further, that they do not surrender the privilege of hunting, fishing, or passing over any of the tracts of country heretofore described.
10 seconds, Nancy.
What, 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Did you say 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
All right, so the 1868 treaty kept those rights. So we would like you to consider having Native American Day a free day, and it could be one day or 3 days. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. Is there anyone else in the, that's all I have that are signed up. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to comment on either free park entrance and fishing or the hunt for habitat license? If not, do we have anyone online that would like to comment on the either of the finalizations? Hearing none, Madam Chair, I believe that closes the public hearing portion of our meeting.
All right, very good.